White Feathers by Jacqueline Sinkey. 1775, a summer morning.
Come, Zebulon, come with us.
Jeremiah Smith stopped by Zebulon Hoxie's house.
Come, he said again. It's dangerous here. The Indians are coming.
Zebulon Hoxie looked at Jeremiah Smith and shook his head.
No, we will stay. Psalm 91, verse 4, Brother Jeremiah. Psalm 91, verse 4.
Jeremiah looked at Zebulon.
Psalm 91, verse 4, Hoxie?
Yes, Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust.
Jeremiah Smith shook his head.
Hoxie, the Indians burn houses and kill people. It's dangerous to stay here.
We will trust God, Brother Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Smith shook his head again.
Hoxie, you're crazy, but I have no time for this. It's time to leave.
He turned his horse.
Goodbye, Hoxie.
Goodbye, Brother Jeremiah,
Zebulon called back. Zebulon Hoxie looked at the road. There were people on horses and people in wagons. He saw wagons with four wheels and carts with two wheels. There were families with one horse and families with two horses. Some people had hand carts. There were people going east and people going south. Some of the people had tools and clothing with them. All of the people had food and guns with them.
Zebulon, come, one called. Come now, the Indians are coming.
No, we're staying, Zebulon called back. Goodbye.
One wagon stopped.
Hoxie, leave, leave now. The Indians are coming. They burn houses. They kill people. It's dangerous here. Think of your wife Alice and your daughter Elizabeth.
I thank thee, Zebulon smiled. But we are staying. Psalm 91, verse 4, brother. He shall cover thee with his feathers.
The man in the wagon shook his head.
We have no time for Bible verses, Hoxie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Zebulon called back. Zebulon's house door opened. Alice Hoxie stepped out. She looked at the road.
There are so many people leaving, Zebulon.
Zebulon nodded.
They are afraid. The Indians kill people. They burn houses. It is dangerous here, Alice.
Alice nodded. But he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, Zebulon said with her. It was time for Wednesday afternoon church.
Father, shall we lock the door? Asked Elizabeth.
Lock the door? No, we never lock the door, said Zebulon.
But the Indians?
The Indians are our neighbors. The Bible says to love our neighbors. If the Indians come, they are welcome in our house, answered Zebulon.
Welcome in our house? But the Indians burn houses. They are dangerous, Elizabeth protested.
Zebulon smiled. Locked houses can burn too. Come, Elizabeth, it's time for church. What does Psalm 91 verse 4 say?
He shall cover thee with his feathers and
under his wings,
Father Zebulon helped her.
And under his wings shalt thou trust, Elizabeth finished. Like a baby bird is safe by a mama bird.
Yes, answered Father Zebulon. Like a baby bird is safe by a mama bird.
It was quiet in Easton. Houses were empty. Most of the neighbors were gone. Only a few other families came to the log cabin church.
Will we lock the door?
Asked Elizabeth's friend Samuel Hall.
No, Elizabeth answered. Father says all people are welcome here. But the Indians are dangerous. They kill people.
I know, said Elizabeth, but Father said the Indians are our neighbors, and the Bible says...
To love our neighbors, Samuel nodded. But the Indians are dangerous. I'm scared.
I'm scared too, Elizabeth said. But Father said to think of Psalm 91, verse 4.
Psalm 91, verse 4? Samuel asked.
Elizabeth nodded. Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Like a baby bird is safe by a mama bird.
Samuel looked at Elizabeth.
Oh, was all he said. It was time to be quiet.
It was very quiet in church. Then one of the men said, It is good we are here. Our neighbors are gone. It is dangerous here. But let us pray to God. Let us trust him.
Elizabeth nodded. Trust him. Under his wings shalt thou trust, like a baby bird by a mama bird.
Amen.
Elizabeth opened her eyes. She looked out the window.
What was that?
Elizabeth looked again. A face! And there, in that window, another face! An Indian face! Indians! The Indians were here! Elizabeth looked to her right. There were Indian faces in those windows, too. There were Indians all around the log cabin.
Mother, Indians!
Mother Alice nodded. Quiet, Elizabeth, was all she said. Elizabeth looked at Samuel with big eyes. Samuel looked at Elizabeth with bigger eyes.
Indians! Indians were dangerous! Indians kill people! Indians burn log cabins.
It was quiet in church. Then,
creak,
the door opened. Elizabeth held her breath. An Indian stepped into the log cabin church. He had a gun in his hand. Oh, no, Elizabeth thought of what people said. Indians kill people. She looked at the gun in the Indian's hand. She looked at the feathers on his head. What had Father said again? He shall cover thee with his feathers. But these were not God's feathers. These were Indian feathers. The Indian stepped inside and looked around. More Indians stepped inside. Some Indians had guns. Some had knives. Some had tomahawks. Elizabeth held her breath again. It was quiet in the little church, very quiet. Then the Indian leader asked,
Guns?
Zebulon shook his head.
No guns. We are here to pray to God.
The leader looked around and nodded.
No guns.
He pointed to the door.
No lock.
No, said Zebulon.
No lock. All people are welcome here. Come in.
The leader nodded to the other Indians.
No guns. Come in.
The leader put his gun in the corner of the church. The other Indians put their guns in the corner of the church, too. They put their tomahawks on the floor. Elizabeth looked at the guns. She looked at the tomahawks. Then she looked at her father. Zebulon was looking at the Indians and smiling. The Indian leader sat down on the floor. The other Indians sat down on the floor. It was quiet again in the little church. Zebulon prayed quietly. The Indians prayed quietly. All the other people in the log cabin church prayed quietly. Church was over. The Indian leader stood up. Zebulon stood up. He shook the Indian leader's hand.
Would ye like some bread and cheese?
The Indian smiled. He looked at the other Indians and nodded.
Yes, bread and cheese, please.
Alice took out the bread and cheese.
Zebulon gave it to the Indians. The Indians ate the bread and cheese and smiled. Then they stood up. They took their guns out of the corner. The leader looked at Zebulon.
"We came here to kill you," he said. "We came here to burn your houses."
Zebulon nodded slowly. He looked at the guns in the Indians' hands.
"But now," the Indian leader said, "now we see that you are not dangerous."
The Indian reached for the feathers on his head.
"Here," he said, "white feathers. White feathers of peace. No Indians kill you. No Indians burn your houses. Never again."
The Indian put two white feathers above the door of the church.
"White feathers of peace," he smiled. "Goodbye."
"Goodbye."
Elizabeth watched as the Indians turned and walked away. She looked up at the feathers. She looked up at Zebulon. Zebulon looked at the feathers. He looked at Elizabeth.
"He shall cover thee with his feathers," Zebulon said quietly.
Elizabeth nodded.
"And under his wings shalt thou trust."